This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Mono, Nudie Mags, Cats, and Dick Hits Water. They're all coming up right after this.
It's Christmas. A little girl and an old man. It's a story of faith lost and restored.
I don't believe in you. I don't believe in Santa Claus. Every year I ask you for presents and you never bring them to me.
What? What's that?
I'm tired of being ignored, of opening up my little heart to you and never having you respond to the things I ask for. I won't believe in Santa.
Excuse me?
Here, Santa, try this.
Huh? Oh, thanks.
I asked you for a doll and you never brought it. I asked you for a game and nothing.
Oh, a doll and a game? No problem. Old Santa will bring him this year.
Santa?
Yes, dear. It's me.
Oh, Santa, you finally heard my wish.
I did. Thanks to this little contraption.
That's right, Santa. It's the Miracle Ear on 34th Street. Make sure Christmas is the only silent night you have. Get Miracle Ear on 34th Street today.
Do you hear what I hear?
And now, thanks to Miracle Ear on 34th Street.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee, a little under the weather this morning. Jess Hooker joins us at the news desk.
I'm here.
There she is. There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
He's at the IH Steven Singer sidekick chair.
You bet your behind I am.
There he is. I'm Chick McGee at the DoorDash sports desk. There's Ace Cosby. Willie Griswold under the weather as well.
And Ace, your contention is that Christy and Willie both have...
mono.
Oh, the kissing.
Oh, no.
Poor Christy. She gets sick. Now she's accused of Donnie Baker put a baby in her.
Yeah.
Or Willie got mono. Because
do you remember mono when you were in school? Like some... Oh.
Such a big deal.
Yeah, Billy's got mono. What? Mono?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It had like... It was almost like a diet STD.
Yes, absolutely.
It was like not as severe as a main STD, but it was...
Right. Yeah.
Well, that meant you were making out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were out of school for like 4 weeks.
I had it when I was a senior, and I was like, I wasn't making out. How did I get mono?
You can't get it from a toilet seat.
Did you ever take the hose from a vacuum cleaner, give yourself a hickey so people would think you were dating somebody?
No, you did. That's great.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
Okay, that's... What well, good what? For you.
I was very lonely.
Very, very, very creative. This will help.
Okay. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Curtis C. Flush. And this...
All right.
This is a special edition of Some Other News.
Oh, special edition.
Wow. Well, kids are always asking me, Dick, what should I leave out for Santa on Christmas Eve?
Oh.
Well, kids, let's start out with the classic, milk and cookies.
Sure.
Santa always loves milk and cookies. But for a nice change of pace, leave Santa a cold, frothy beer and some delicious bratwurst.
Oh, that's good.
And a clean pair of undies in case Santa gets a hold of some spoiled milk.
Oh.
Or perhaps, on a more practical note, leave Santa some chimney lubricant. Sure, what Santa doesn't need that? And perhaps leave Kris Kringle a wash basin and cloth so he can take a refresh. refreshing horse bath. Maybe leave flea and tick powder for the reindeer. Here's another thing. Santa may be hungry, extra hungry, and may have a little time to kill, so perhaps leave him Chinese carryout and a skin mag.
A skin
mag? He's got that kind of time, doesn't he?
Yeah,
a skin mag.
And, of course, don't forget to leave Santa a hash brownie and truck nuts for the sleigh. This has been Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Curtis C. Flush, and this has been a special edition of Some Other News.
Thank you, Dick. A little bit of Dick Hitzwater.
Remember those? He chooses
to keep the sea in his
you know,
name.
Everybody remembers Playboy, but remember those magazines that was like Stag?
Gent.
Gent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they'd have they'd be the banner, D Cup issue. Like, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to get it until I saw.
Whoa.
I have a picture of my dad, and he's like in an army cot on my Instagram, and he's looking at Climax magazine.
Oh,
was
yeah.
That, you guys remember that at all?
I don't remember that one.
I had a friend who was in Cherry magazine.
Really?
You had, she was in Cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. I assume she wasn't reading an essay about poetry.
No, you're reviewing the latest Updike.
You know what's so weird?
Have you ever seen Updike?
Well, Updike was a different magazine.
Very different.
They had some spelling issues also, sadly.
You still see those in the airport. Like, why do they still have those in the
why
airport?
Why did they ever sell those at the airport?
That's so weird.
Would people be on a plane or sitting in their terminal?
Do you remember, we had a thing that none of us knew about, but a sales guy called and said that there was sort of this code of the road in which sales guys would leave magazines between the mattress and the bed springs at a hotel.
Right.
So we talked about it. We talked about it in the air and immediately started getting emails from people going, "Oh my God, I was." I've been checking mattresses for months, and I finally found one.
Oh, wow. Like an Easter egg.
Yeah, there were, and I guess there are people who collect those magazines.
Oh, really?
I bet. Yeah.
We had a letter from a guy. I forget which one he collected, but yeah, they're sort of the off brand. They no pretense there about trying to be an intellectual,
right?
You know, because obviously Playboy would have. Well, we have
right.
Dag Hammarskjöld and Norman Mailer,
sure,
and Miss Beaver, 19 whatever.
I could have cashed in on the collection we had here. I just threw it out.
Was there still magazines back there?
Oh.
No, there were some in there.
No, there were some in here. Yeah.
That's right.
In long forgotten. Just long forgotten.
They were so dusty and gross.
Well, the engineering bathroom.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, there was. I'm not even sure I can say this, but I.
Easy.
You know that there was that one magazine back there that.
Oh.
Had the word anal in it?
Well, Anal Biker was the name of the magazine.
No, it wasn't.
How
yes,
about
it was.
That?
Yes, it was.
That's very specific.
That sure is.
How do you...
What?
I guess there is, as a very bright man I once knew named Chick McGee said, it's all about specificity.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? Adam's Film World. These are lesser nudie mags.
Are these currently being published, or are these the ones from way back
That
when?
Was from 66 to... 66 to 98. Adam's Film World. There
wow.
you go. Barely Legal, of course. That was an offshoot of... But,
no, that's Hustler. Featured in the movie Sideways.
Oh, really?
Did you ever see the movie Sideways?
Yeah.
Remember, he goes to the store and he goes, do you have a copy of Barely Legal? And she, he goes, no, I want the... I've already got that one. I want the July issue or whatever the hell it is.
Gallery, Chic, Club.
Club International was big.
Yeah. Leg Show. That's on a poster in The Sopranos.
Is. Yeah.
Backstage at the Bing. Yeah. Jugs.
Again.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, with two G's.
Again, subtle.
Yeah.
That's not about pitching machines.
Jugs, the special Twiggy issue. Itty bitty Twiggy City or whatever.
Oh, my Lord. This is the cover of Jugs. Check that out. There she is.
Oh, yeah, she's really leaning over to show him.
Yeah, she's,
we have a hose there.
She's not very juggy.
Yeah, you would have thought she'd be a little jugsier.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe.
My parents found a magazine.
They did.
My mom went around. One day they just decided they were going to flip the mattresses for all of us or whatever, and they flipped mine, and there was one of my dad's Playboys in there. And he goes, "Hey, please don't take my things."
That's what he said.
Now,
that's what he said after my parents gave me the dual talking to.
Oh.
And then after my mom was done, he goes, "Hey, don't take my
things." I wonder if your dad ever used it again.
I don't think he really used them.
He just flipped through them.
I think they were just in a drawer sitting there. So maybe, I mean, and it was a couple years old.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
You don't remember getting them out of the mailbox?
No. He didn't subscribe.
There were
like five that he had in his drawer.
Right.
But you're right. If he did look at them, Tom, did he look at it again after knowing I did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy, Tom. Why did you say that?
you know, you don't want to be, hey, Josh, pass the gravy. Hey, what'd you think of that that blonde gal? I'll tell you what, the cuffs didn't match the collar. I had a little trouble.
What do you mean, what did I think of it? The pages were stuck together, weren't they?
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
When did that go away? The cuffs and the collar, it just went away. Remember?
Yeah, I think around the 2000s.
Early on?
Yeah.
And didn't we see an article that certain types of sexually transmitted diseases were actually dropping because of crabs, to be more precise?
Yeah.
That can be considered a disease.
Well, I've always heard the hair is supposed to be there for a reason, I guess. And why?
Well, I apparently to house crabs. I don't know. But apparently that's less of a problem than
it was. You know, it'd be a funny little cartoon, like a one-cell thing for maybe a Playboy magazine. Mm-hmm. Some crabs sitting in a broom going, remember the good old days? that makes me laugh. They had to find a new place, and they pick a broom.
I don't know if they pick a broom. Maybe some moss.
What would be fun?
Maybe some moss somewhere.
All right.
I'm not sure what they need to live. Let's move on.
How about a toupee? Now that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
That's funny. Didn't you say we had a cat story in the news?
We have a couple, but I'm trying to find out more about this origami story.
Yeah.
Oh, this weird world record?
Yeah, the guy.
That shouldn't be a world record.
He folds mini shirts out of paper.
Right.
I don't know why there's even a category for this.
You know, I'm sure
there's an origami category.
But he has what he refers to as a comedy t-shirt business.
Oh, that's right.
Apparel of Laughs.
All right. The name I like.
Although I heard it folded. See, it's a
apparel or
origami store.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry. do you have one of the cat stories over there?
I do. Firefighters in New York responded to a home under construction to rescue a small kitten that became stuck inside a dryer vent.
Oh.
The Bridgehampton Fire Department said crews responded to a home under construction in Watermill and spent more than an hour cutting and removing sections of the vent and surrounding materials until they could reach the 4 or 5 month old kitten.
Oh.
You know what they call that? A kitten in the dryer vent.
Oh, what do they call it?
A good start.
Come on, oh, man.
That's mean.
Thank you very much.
No, you know what they call a kitten caught in the dryer vent?
Oh, God.
Fluffy. All he wants to do is snuggle.
Raise your
snuggle.
Isn't snuggle the name of the?
Raise your hand if you raise your hand if you went to Europe to pick up two kitty cats. Where'd you go? Paris, Rome.
Were you already there though?
Yes, my sister lived in Milan.
Of course she did.
And yeah, why wouldn't she?
She was moving to London, and you can't take kitty cats into London. So I brought them back to the United States.
Were they your cats?
Instead of
then?
Just getting rid of the cats, yeah. Paid for a man to travel internationally.
I was already over there. I brought them back, and
I didn't know that.
Why couldn't they?
And both of them lived to be almost 20 years old.
No way.
Why Fluff they just, and Puff.
Aww.
Ship the cats. Why can't couldn't they?
I took them. It was fine. It was no big deal.
You ever seen that movie? That Darn Cat.
That's a long trip. Wait. You flew back from Milan with two cats.
I just said that. Yes.
Could you imagine Tom Griswold doing that today?
Hilarious.
No, yeah. There's
Can
no
you
way.
Imagine? No, what would happen? He'd be in first class, and well, you never believe this. A guy next to me, two cats.
Yeah, yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah. I
wouldn't. They
do
would
it
not that. Stop.
No, and if it was a golden retriever, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Of course, because they're such good. They're such good boys and good girl dogs.
Sweet babies.
Okay.
Here's your girl, baby.
We got another cat story. We got two more cat stories, I think.
We do. A cat that was stuck atop a utility pole for several days has finally been rescued.
Oh, thank goodness.
The Centennial, Colorado reports that a black cat named Panther had been perched atop a 36-foot utility pole in Aurora, Colorado.
Well, I'd say he got up there, let him get down. Good luck.
For at least 2 days he was up there, despite numerous efforts to coax him down. Aurora Council member Curtis Gardner caught wind of Panther's plight, and city officials dispatched a ladder truck to the scene. After getting the truck into place, firefighters rescued the cat. One of Panther's co-owners, Kimberly Median, said the cat will no longer
Who's
be allowed
average?
Outside.
She's just average.
She's very average. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the cat's going to get outside again.
Yeah, you're not going to let the... Yeah, so you're not going to keep him
outside.
See
what kind of cat it is?
Black?
I assume it's a pole cat.
Well, that's the...
Why am I laughing?
I mean, that's...
The cat's owner is very upset. They've grounded the cat.
Don't you... you have a cat, and doesn't he knock on the door when he wants in?
He does, yeah. He's an indoor-outdoor cat. Yeah, and he...
They'll let you know.
Yeah, he turns around, and he actually uses his hind leg to pound, like, knock on the door when he's ready to come in.
Well, wouldn't... I mean, would the cat just stay up there and die?
Well, my cat climbs up on our pergola behind our house, and then you will hear him fall down the side of the house because he can't get back down.
Well, so there you go.
Nine lives thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
They always land on their feet.
Now, I promised a surprise. I had forgotten about this, and this is a musical surprise.
Okay.
And I'm going to play a little bit of it for you, and I want you to figure out what it is, Josh.
All right.
You may or may not have heard this. I don't know if you've heard this, but it's seasonal.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Any time now. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play this.
Here it is.
Why isn't it playing?
Here it is now.
So close.
Oh, here we go.
What's the night?
So we'll start over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might have got a little taste of it right there.
yes.
Here we go. Anybody, any guesses?
Well, so far it's Jingle Bells.
I heard the vocal. It kind of reminds me of Monster Mash.
You mean the great Bobby Boris Pickett?
Is this Bobby Boris?
It was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The trees all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings. But they were...
Do you like it?
No!
It does seem to be somewhat of a ripoff of the Monster Mash.
No.
But it is Bobby Boris Pickett. It's essentially the exact same structure.
I like everything about it.
It was a monster's holiday.
I like the gross money grab that it was.
Yes.
And nothing says more Christmas than a gross money grab.
I don't know if this was ever a hit.
I like the notion that these monsters had a holiday party.
Yeah.
It seemed to be a hassle for them.
let's give it a little bit more here. Once again, Bobby Boris Pickett, most famous, of course, for the Monster Mash.
He looked us right in the eyes. Do you like it?
I know. Yeah, I like it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
ist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.